this, I've always dreamed of a little girl just like you. I mean, we already have a boy, so another one simply would not do. Oh, no, absolutely not. A little girl would be so much nicer, don't you think so, Angela? Angela, such a lovely name. Why, I believe it means angel. Why, yes, I'm sure it does. I know you're going to like that name. Won't you, Peter?
Boy.
Sleepaway Camp. It's pretty interesting.
Had you not seen it before?
No, I had actually never seen it. Never even heard of
really?
It. I really liked it a lot, though. That was really
good. I actually did like it a lot, too.
It was good, yeah. That was one of the inappropriatenesses that my older sister introduced us to as young kids.
The twist wasn't very twisty. I was like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was surprised when I saw it.
See, I guess we can talk about this when we talk about it.
Yeah, we can talk about it when we talk about it.
I feel like I wasn't surprised in 2015, but if I was like watching it in the theater in 1983, I would be like, holy shit, there's a penis.
That's a dick.
Full frontal nudity.
Yeah. I'm just so desensitized now. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think the most surprising never mind. I'll say the gay dudes banging. Yeah. It was like the most surprising thing.
Yeah. I was like,
wait, is it two dudes?
But
we could just start with Sleepaway Camp. Fresh on my mind.
They were just breaking down barriers in that movie.
I mean, it must have been really progressive for the time. Oh, I'd like to think
1983. I think so.
Yeah.
Zero is born.
It starts out with the gay couple. Oh, I guess you don't know they're gay at the time, but the gay couple and two kids are vacationing together. So it's like.
At first, I thought that it was like a satire on like the slasher genre. And maybe it was, but the opening part, the acting was so bad. Was like, when the girls like in the like screaming in the water, I was like, "What?
Somebody help them!"
Like, surely that can't. Like, surely that can't be serious. Like, they have
to. And then like the two kids were like, "Well, I'm not jumping in. I'm just gonna sit here." And
I like the fact that the boat was flipped over on the shore. And the fact that, like, right in front of the shore. And so they're like, turn the wheel. Like, were you going to run the boat onto the shore if there wasn't another boat there? I don't understand that. They were just going full speed directly towards the shore.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't paying attention.
Yeah. So.
This would have been actually a great movie to have, like, us riffing, you know, like, just, like, straight up, like, Mystery Science Theater or something like that. But there's a lot of real riffable moments in there. Like, exactly, like, it was like, oh, let me drive. And then, like, she crashes and is like, well, that's what happened. That woman drive.
Yeah. Should have
stuck with his instincts.
Like, the first 5 minutes of the movie, it's got that old black dude and the pedophile.
Oh, that's the
and the pedophile's like, basically, the pedophile's like, I'm going to rape some of these children this summer. And the old black guy's like, oh, you.
Yeah.
Never can keep it in your pants.
That's
you
what
crazy.
I was like coming up on a trap. That's what I came up with. He's like, clearly there's like a pedophile working here. And he's like, not even
nobody
being
cares.
Subtle about it.
Nobody
he's
gives
like,
a shit.
Man, look at, we like to call these baldies. I'm like, what?
The whole black guy's
they're
like,
not too young. Yeah, maybe you're just too old. He's like, he's like, give oh, a shit. Pedophile chef, you crazy.
But in his mind, he was like, man, these white folks. Let them rape each other. Let them
then,
rape
like,
their kids.
Takes them into the food pan. Takes her into the food pantry, and I'm like, who could have seen this coming?
No foreshadowing whatsoever.
Well, I think to the like counselor's to his benefit, that guy was clearly stoned out of his fucking mind. Hey, what was the girl's name?
Angela.
Angela, you're not hungry. I'll tell. Cool. Let's go back here and get you something. That'll be cool, right?
We'll just leave you alone with the pedophile.
Hey, I know you're a pedophile, dude. Find her something to eat. Go. I'll see you guys later.
I think I can find something to put in her mouth.
Imagine seeing that in the theater, though. Like, the '80s. It's changed now. At what point did they decide not to put kids in movies? That's what I'm like. Could you imagine if this movie was made now and there was actual children in it?
They'd all be like 35-year-old actors.
No, yeah, they would all be like, you know, in their 20s or whatever. But
yeah,
movies were better when they put like 12-year-olds in them murdering each other and cursing and
the stakes are higher.
Shit. Yeah,
I'm assuming you guys haven't seen either of the sequels.
Nope.
No. Yeah.
I was reading about the true sequel that got made in like 2008. Yeah. I actually want to see that one because I was reading the like premise of it. Because the original director of the first one made a new one in 2006, and he retconned the other two. So it's like a direct sequel from the first one.
Ah, cool.
Right. One actually.
Did you guys notice that the police officer had a fake mustache?
No, I didn't.
It was the biggest thing that I picked up. I was like, why does he have a fake mustache? He has two strips of hair glued onto his face.
I just thought it would be more credible to have a police officer with a mustache.
Well, when he was on there, I'm like, man, the budget for this movie has to be really low because it's not even a real police officer's uniform. It's like blue pants and like a blue jacket. I'm like, man. And then I was like, holy shit, is that a fake mustache? Like, I think maybe it came with the costume rental because it was clearly like a Halloween cop costume. He's like, I should probably just wear this mustache. It came with the costume.
It was a free packet.
Yeah.
He had to bring his own costume. That was the thing. Yeah. That was one of their budget savers. Everybody brings their own costume.
On your way to set, pick up a police costume.
I think all cops in movies like post Smoking the Bandit like had mustaches.
Yeah, but I fear you would just grow one. I can't imagine that he was such a great actor that they're like, I know you can't grow a mustache, so we'll get you a fake one. We really need you in this role.
Yeah.
And then the camp counselor, or like the guy that owned the camp, what was up with that guy?
The old guy's like, it was clearly just another accident, right? I mean,
point did he go from, I'm going to cover this up, to I'm going to beat the shit out of a little kid and like, kill him?
It's like, the scene is just like the stupidest thing ever. He just goes full like ape on him or something. He's like,
but his character
around, and
at first I thought he was like the creepy old man that just wanted money and he didn't care if people were getting killed in his camp.
Yeah.
But at one point he went from giving zero fucks to murdering a child.
He
snapped out of
nowhere. He grabs a kid and he's shaking him and he's like, what did you do? And then the Angela gets thrown in the pond and he's like, oh, okay, well, whatever, you can go. And then like suddenly like it's just gone from him. And he's like,
and then he snaps again later.
And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just go back to doing what I was doing before. Because
to his credit, at the end, he was going to bone that kid, and the kid murdered that kid. So then he got all pissed off and had to beat him to death.
I mean, where's he going to find another underage lover?
So. Yeah, but
that's probably the last chance he's going to have sex with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for those of you, if you've never seen this movie.
Excitement on his face when the camp counselor is like, I want to have dinner with you. He's like,
what? Really?
Really?
I'm clearly old and disgusting. Yeah. Why would you ever want to...
Yeah, if you've never seen this movie, it's like a very like cute, attractive teenager asks Mr. Burns to bang. Dude is he looked like a extra for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
He was old and disgusting and wrinkled with giant ape hands.
Yeah.
I also like it when he's holding himself over the pot and he's like, hey, quit it. Stop it.
Oh, the pedophile guy.
It's like, I'm like, I can think of like at least three different scenarios, different ways you could escape from this situation that would not result in you pouring a pot of boiling water all over yourself. But he's like, no, stop it. Whoa, no, go away. Just like push yourself to the left a little bit or something. Yeah.
Right.
He was clearly supporting himself.
But you won't dump like a 8-gallon steel iron hot soup on your face.
Yeah.
And I mean, he could have just screamed Angela over and over. He was just screaming, like, I'm in pain. Right. He could have just been going, like, Angela. And then, at least the whole thing would have been solved.
It was just lazy directing.
At least that girl I tried to molest earlier. Yeah. You might not have known her name.
Yeah, that was just, lazy directing. Like, they should have, dropped something on the floor and him, bend over to pick it up and she, push it over on him or something. Yeah. But the whole, the guy was also, 300 pounds and a 12-year-old boy girl pulled a chair out from underneath of him.
Yeah, there's a lot that doesn't make sense. Like, she killed those kids, like, when they went hiking, like, miles and miles away.
Yeah.
And makes it back in time to kill, like, three other people. But, I don't know.
What was her purpose in killing those kids? I didn't catch
that. They were throwing sand at her after she got...
Yeah, they were messing
with her. It was all revenge kills.
Yeah. After she got thrown in the thing, they start... That was, like, really weird. You have to be like, paying really close attention to find out why she hated those kids.
Was she supposed to be, like, demonic or something at the end? I didn't understand that.
No, I think she was obviously insane.
She was just, like, nuts because, like...
The aunt raised her as a girl...
Yeah, because her gay dad died.
Yeah, was it an aunt? I thought it was actually her mom.
She watched two gay guys have sex in the 80s.
I read that was her aunt article.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. After her gay dad died, she moved in with her aunt, who was crazy.
Ricky's mom.
Oh, so okay. That makes more sense now. So he knew that she was a boy the entire time, right?
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he was so protective of her. Yeah.
I was really weirded out by the first scene where, like, the mom, like, the, oh, what was I forgetting?
I'm that
like,
won't do it all.
I'm like, this is, like, either the worst acting ever or this woman is batshit insane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like it's leaning towards the latter. And then she's like, I faked your physicals. And I'm like, what? Why can't they get real physicals? Yeah. And then, like, why don't you ever shower with the rest of the girls? I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, I missed the physical thing when I watched it because everybody in the theater was laughing so hard at how bad that woman was acting.
See, I wish, like, at the end she had left her boyfriend alive so, like, the sequel could be him,
I thought he was
like,
gonna get
in
a
mental institute where he, like... Not only did he make out with a psycho killer, but he made out with a dude that was a psycho killer. It's like a 12-year-old boy. And yeah. Then, like, he becomes insane and starts killing people.
I think deep down he knew she was a dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get a free pass until he made out with that bitch in the woods, and then it was just, like, all done for.
It was one of the girls that comes up to him and was like, oh, you're going with a girl? I thought you were, like, you know.
Oh, really? I didn't get the impression that anybody knew that she was a girl.
No, like he was talking. They were talking to him. Mm. Like, I didn't think you went that way or something. Oh. Like, do you remember that?
Well, I think in the 80s, that. Children just all called other children faggots. I grew up in the 80s. So.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I also liked, he's like, when they did the whipped cream or shaving cream thing to Mozart, and he like grabs the knife. I'm like, what the? And then like the camp counselor walks and he's like, hey, you'll get this back at the end of camp. Until then, I'm just going to hide it underneath this pillow while everyone is watching and then just leave it there. No one will touch it, right?
What happened to the kid, like the nerd kid? Did he die?
I think a bunch of like the cast just like left in the middle of that movie and they explained it like that everybody left because they were scared of the
murders. They ran out.
Yeah, like there was only like 25 kids.
Because there was like a decent, in the beginning, there's like a decent subplot with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're farting in his face and he's like, he makes that catch out in outfield. Like part of me was like, oh yeah, this nerd is going to overcome adversity at the summer camp and become like the cool kid. Yeah. But then he just disappears.
Yeah, I think they lost a bunch of actors at some point in the movie.
Well, they're like
out. Their parents saw the dailies. Like, what the fuck is this movie about?
After the second murder, they're just like, they don't even explain it really well. They just like flash scene, and they're like 25 kids, just 25 kids. No one's ever going to send their kids here ever again.
Yeah,
and then there's
we'll
like the
down.
Kids like, well, how's your summer going? He's like, it's all right. It's kind of hard to get a baseball game together since there's so few kids here now and stuff like that. And I'm like. Just glaze over it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about summer camp movies, but I will watch literally any movie that involves a summer camp.
Shorts.
I think it's just my jealousy of not going to one of the kids.
Was not American Summer greatest movie ever?
I've only watched half of that movie.
New like, TV show coming out.
Yeah. I was reading about that, and it's supposed to be based on this movie. Sleepaway Camp.
They definitely they pulled a lot of like the cheesy. Have you ever seen Wet Hot American Summer?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. I mean, it's not podcast worthy because it's just a really good, hilarious movie.
It holds up too. Like,
I like showing it to people that haven't seen it because Bradley Cooper is like a super gay cheerleader dude in it. And people are like, holy shit, is that Bradley Cooper, American Sniper?
Yeah, it's got a bunch of people that like were famous later, like Sarah Silverman, I think, is in it.
And, wow. It's got all of them, like Janine Garofalo. What's his name? Niles from Seinfeld or from Frasier.
Frasier, yeah. David Pierce.
Amy Poehler, Paul Rudd. All of them are in it.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd's amazing.
It's like David Wayne's whole group, like that. They do all kinds of shit together.
Another thing I liked about Sleepaway Camp is when the first time the boy meets Judy and she's like, oh, like an asshole to him, and he walks away. He goes, "Well, excuse me, bitch."
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, he's just quoting the Zelda TV show.
I think that like predated it like 2 years. So I think the Zelda show was like referencing
Sleepaway
Camp. Must
have been his like audition for the Zelda.
Yeah. But same actor, maybe?
I don't know. No, but I mean,
yeah, Danny fucking had to post the Robot Chicken spoilers video on the thing where he like knew the movie got spoiled. So I sat there. That. I watched like 15 different spoiler videos now. So pretty much any movie that pops up that I haven't seen, I know the spoiler.
Yeah. So halfway, like I said, I figured out what the twist was halfway through, and like sort of spoilers. I'm just going to talk about it for a second. I was like, oh, they're just going to go all Crying Game on us, aren't they? And then I thought about it for a second, and I'm like, how do I know what the twist ending for Crying Game is? I've never seen that movie.
Me either.
And yeah, I was like, oh. I couldn't place it. It took me like an hour to place it, the rest of the movie. I'm like, where did I see that? And at the very end, when it shows her naked with her mouth like wide open, like, and I'm like, I remember this exact scene from something. And it turns out Robot Chicken did the thing where they did they spoiled a whole bunch of twist endings for a whole bunch of movies while also making fun of them, like The Crying Game, The Village, Sleepaway Camp. And then for Sleepaway Camp, they even had an actor pop up and go like, oh my God, I can't remember Be Believe somebody remembered this movie enough to make a comedy sketch about it. And we remembered it too, apparently, eventually.
Yeah, how did this get made? Did it like a year or two ago? But
Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's probably a good one. I should
one. Yeah,
but I think we should watch the sequel for next week.
Sleepaway Camp 2?
No,
the real sequel.
The real sequel, the original writer director did.
Where is it at online?
I just read about it.
Because like definitely number 2 and number 3 take away much of the horror aspect and just add in the nudity aspect.
It's like, more like meatballs than
exactly. Friday it's like 13th. It's like you're gonna see naked chicks. And then a couple people will die. But
yeah. I thought the makeup and stuff was pretty good for how low budget it was. Yeah. Like when the dude got stung by the bees. It was pretty good looking.
Well, I was like, holy shit, that guy got fucked up by those bees.
Yeah. With the box set that I own, it has number 1, 2, and 3. Then it has the introspective in the number 4 that like they started to make and something happened and they had to cancel it halfway through.
Right, yeah. That's what I didn't know. There was a sequel. Are you sure that's not the one you're talking about?
No, they filmed it in like 2006, and like the budget fell out, and they didn't get the effects or whatever. But then in like 2010, he came back and finished it.
Okay,
and you can get it on DVD and stuff now.
I probably haven't looked it up on Wikipedia since like 2009.
I think it's called like Return to Sleepaway Camp or something. But yeah, he finished it.
Nice.
Cool. And like some of the original actors are in it and shit, which is kind of cool.
I'd say for now, let's do that one unless it's like impossible to find.
Yeah, Return to Sleepaway Camp. It's probably going to be kind of hard to find. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've binge watched more shows and movies on all the services this week than I have in a very long time.
Well, they did come out with a whole bunch of new stuff on Netflix just like a week ago.
Yeah, Unbreakable. We were talking about that.
Oh, dude,
that show was pretty funny.
It was, and that theme song has been stuck in my head for about 8 straight days.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah,
they're alive. Damn it.
I watched the first 2 episodes, and I was like, "This is reminds me of 30 Rock." And then I saw that Tina Fey made it. I was like, "Oh."
she shows up in later episodes. It's pretty funny.
It's not as good as 30 Rock, but it's in the first season. Even 30 Rock kind of sucked in the first season.
Yeah, it's just definitely got that like 30 Rock feel to it.
And I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure John Hamm has like a life debt to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler because he shows up in the most random shit in the shows that they do. Like the final season of Parks and Rec, he plays like an idiot office worker that works for Amy Poehler. Just like they rag on him for 2 or 3 straight episodes. And then in this, he plays the Richard Wayne, Gary Wayne or whatever, the cult leader, the best name ever. He shows up. Did you watch all the episodes?
No, I got like 3 more to go.
Yeah.
What else did you watch?
House Card Season 3. I finished the last 4 or 5 episodes.
That came out really recently.
I started that.
That show just has a tendency, not to spoil anything, but
I haven't watched it.
Like towards the last episode of the season, there's just usually a fucked up sex scene. Like Season 2, they bone down on the Secret Service dude. Something else happens in this like season. It's just like, oh, it's like a pinnacle point. Like once like you know shit's coming to a head when it's like a horrible sex scene. Oh.
It doesn't look like we're going to be able to watch Return to Sleepaway Camp. Not on YouTube anyway.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a torrent. Everybody knows how to torrents?
Torrents,
torrents.
me and Danny's a member of an elite group with a unique set of skills. So I've only done like two torrents on it. So many rules. I'm just a big old puss.
Pirate Bay's back, so I've been.
Yep. Yeah.
I watched John Wick. Have you guys seen that yet?
Oh, yeah. I have not, but I heard it's really good.
It is really good. It's probably like in the top like five best shooter movies I've seen.
Yep.
I really want to see that.
My favorite all-time shooter is The Way of the Gun, and this is. It might have put it off its pedestal for me.
Definitely top two Keanu movie for me.
Have you guys ever seen The Way of the Gun?
No.
I don't think so.
It's got Benicio Del Toro and Ryan Phillippe in it. Phillippe, how you ever say his name?
Okay.
Really good. It came out in like 2000. The guy that wrote and directed Usual Suspects did it.
I haven't even heard of it.
It opens up with the dude, like the main character beating the shit out of Sarah Silverman at a nightclub because she's talking shit and like calling a faggot and stuff. And like her boyfriend's like, and like he tells her boyfriend to like shut her up. And her boyfriend's like, now I'm going to have to fuck you up. And he's like, okay. So and he throws her boyfriend down and just beats the shit out of her.
Sarah Silverman is just always a Western whore, isn't she?
Yeah. Is that the movie where she goes like full bush or?
She's only in the movie for 30 seconds.
Okay, there's one movie where it's her and like a couple other people that are just like.
That was a couple of years ago that came out. Yeah. I think I remember her talking about.
I'll remember the name of it. It's going to piss me off because I don't know it.
But The Way of the Gun has the greatest all-time action sequence at the very end of it, like the greatest like shooting sequence. It's like 20 minutes in a like old Mexican like ran down cantina hotel, and it's like all these like bag men that are like in their like 50s versus like these two like young dudes, and they just like shoot the fuck out of everything. It's pretty good.
Sounds good. Check that out.
Oh yeah, Archer season 5. I also watched that whole season.
Yeah, I haven't even started that yet.
I'm on like episode 4 or 5. I like it. I guess people said that Archer jumped the shark with that season, but I find it pretty amusing.
Oh, I liked it.
They call it
is that the one where they become
Vice?
Archer Vice. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They're like, ooh, like I think it's a. I didn't want another season of the same spy jokes. Like,
yeah. Right,
pretty fun.
And they are the worst drug dealers in the history of all drug dealers. So, like, that's one of the biggest comedy points of it.
Well, they'd have to be. I mean, when they were a spy agency, they were the worst spy agency of all spy agencies.
Cool. So what's been going on in your lives this week? Anything interesting?
Charlie has strep, pain in the ass. Luckily, she's at her mom, so cool. Not really my bag to deal with right now.
Nice. Took my daughters to a water park.
I saw your story on there.
Yeah, like totally fucked up my knee going down the little kid slide.
Wow.
Yeah.
When is it, what did you go, like Sunday or something?
Yeah, we went to Sunday. Yeah, one of her classmates had a birthday party. So.
Oh, wow. That's adventurous. It's like really early to go to a water park in season.
I mean, it's inside.
It's all indoors.
It's indoors.
Oh, it's indoors.
It's Cocoa Keys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's an indoor water park.
So. I was like, man. I mean, it was kind of warm on Sunday, but
no,
I got to like 50.
No, I wouldn't put my kids in water outside right now.
I've downgraded to hoodie from jacket, but I don't know if I would be like in a water park right now.
Yeah, that's been nice. How's your beard doing?
It's about a month of growth.
Yours grows in a lot more kemp than mine does.
Kempt,
yeah. Mine grows in all white trashy, so it takes a good like 2 months for me to get the full beard. I usually don't keep it but I've just been lazy lately.
Yep, me too.
I wake up, work, go to sleep. That's about it. Watch Netflix and Hulu.
Yep. Did anybody watch Powers?
We don't have.
I did.
I read the recap on it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
I think if you have PSN, right, you can watch it,
it's
right?
It's free, yeah.
PS Plus, I mean. So.
I didn't even know what it was.
It's a really good comic.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a while. It's been a comic since 02. And they,
did anyone ever watch that Wheel of... whatever TV show, the pilot they made?
Wheel of Time?
No, I think they just made a pilot, and that was it.
Yeah, but I mean, did anybody watch it?
No. It's supposed to be horrible.
Oh, okay.
Like, the company just made a pilot and had to air it. Like, they paid USA to air it so they could keep the rights to it.
Nice.
I remember you talking about that a while back. Yeah, they had to air it.
Because there's the studio bought the rights while he was still alive, and it was before, like... Lord of the Rings movies and stuff were coming out, and they were like a B movie company that made like movies for like a sci-fi channel and stuff or whatever. And he's like, yeah, sure. I mean, because nobody's going to buy, like, the books are 8,000 pages long. Like, nobody will ever turn this into a TV show or a movie or whatever. It's long before all the HBO shows. And so he sold them for, like, next to nothing. And then they were about to expire, and, like, everybody fucking wants them now because they're like, we could make a, you know, an 8-season-long TV show that's, like, $1 million an episode because you can do that now.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to give up the rights, so they did that.
But it sucked.
Yeah.
You think you would have, like, tried harder with your license to...
No, I mean, they don't ever want to make the show. They want HBO or whoever to pay them for the rights.
Oh, right. Okay.
So they want
They're squatting on it.
Yeah, they want to sell the rights. But, you know, all the studios are just kind of waiting for it to go back to whoever.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Did any of you guys watch the Last Man on Earth pilot that started?
No, everybody's been talking about that. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
It was okay.
It was good. I think it was a really accurate portrayal of like what would happen if you were on your own for 2 years, the last person on Earth. Rather than like super entertaining, it's just like he started going batshit crazy, like just like anybody would.
I just like it because they do his birthday, and that's my birthday. I was like, oh, there's somebody on TV with my birthday. But then I looked up the actor, and it's his actual birthday. So I was like, well, fine. It was pretty good. I mean, yeah. I'm glad they, like, if you watch commercials or whatever, Kristen Shaw's on it too. And I'm glad because, like, the first episode was getting pretty stale when it was only one person. So they introduce another character and you're like, oh, okay.
She's, like, my least favorite female.
I know. I don't like her at all.
Really? I think she's awesome. She's hilarious.
She's funny. I like her on, like, Bob's Burgers when she does the voiceover.
Yeah,
she's
that's
funny
the
in
only
some
thing
stuff.
I like her on, I think.
But I.
You ever seen Flight of Conchords?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't like her character on that. She's super creepy.
Super fan, yeah.
But she's supposed to be. Yeah. But still, like, it's not the.
Have you seen her on The Daily Show at all?
Yeah, it's a girl from The Daily Show.
Yeah, I don't like her.
I never really like her in person, but I love it when she does.
I don't like her on The Daily Show.
A couple of her Daily Show skits are okay, but.
I like her.
She's the token whore on The Daily Show.
Yeah. That's funny. A couple times he gets with her, I think. I don't know. What have y'all been playing? Danny?
I'm just going to stare at you like Angela.
God damn it, Danny, talk to me!
I bought Dead Rising 3, beat it in 2 days, and then returned it to the store and bought Wolfenstein today, Wolfenstein The New Order. My number one beef about like Xbox One, maybe PS4 if it's the same way, is that I have to install a game before I can play it. And it takes fucking forever.
Disconnect from Xbox Live, it takes 5-10 minutes.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why does it take so long when I'm on
because
Xbox Live?
It intermittently downloads any updates and stuff that it has with it. That way it doesn't prompt you for 3 updates when you install the game. It'll prompt you once for an update, but it doesn't do that update, then install the game. It switches back and forth.
PS4 is the opposite. It installs really quickly, and then you like go to play the game, and it's like, oh, let me download 3,000 updates.
Yeah.
So.
I did it for Dead Rising 3, and then I'm doing it for New Order right now. I seriously waited like an hour, and it had gone like 4%.
Well, no, Wolfenstein is like it goes slow. Like either way, I remember that taking a while to install.
Yeah, I think it took an hour. I put it into install and went and did something else.
Yeah, that's usually what I end up doing.
Yeah, so I got the game. I got home at like 7 o'clock, and I made myself dinner, and then I sat down, and I was like, shit, I could have been installing Wolfenstein the entire time.
So have you played it at all yet?
No, I haven't. Okay. I was like,
I'm going to have to beat it before Danny, just so it doesn't feel like I take forever to play games.
Good luck. Did you end up beating it?
Like halfway through it, and I got bored with it.
Right.
I really like the story, and I want to play it to finish the story, but I get the game's decently hard, so I can't just like play through it. I have to like die a bunch and then keep going back, and I'm not that invested to spend that much time on it. So I'm like, yeah.
I think you can switch to an easier mode.
I'm on easy. It doesn't really suck at first-person shooters.
Yeah, it is a really, really hard game. Like, I died. I told you, I think it took me like an hour or two to beat the last boss.
I really, really like it though. I mean, I just don't have the will to carry on. I'll probably get back to it at some point.
But for
no, you won't.
For Dead Rising 3,
maybe.
I really.
Hello.
Hello, it's Cordelia. I want to say a couple words, Cordelia.
Right.
Shy.
Say hi.
You're on the radio live.
All right.
What's your favorite video game?
What's your favorite video game? Speak in the mic.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night.
I have those same pajamas. Rock on.
Her pajamas say, I love daddy.
Yep.
Mine just say, I love Matt.
Technically, they say, I love my heart.
Good night.
But for Dead Rising 3, I didn't think it was good as Dead Rising 2. They made the world a lot bigger, which is cool. And there is like no loading screens between areas, which is different. But it was just not as much fun. Because they had it be like a city, and it was like four neighborhoods connected by highways. Mm-hmm. But it was so big that the only way you could ever get between the four neighborhoods was driving. So like half the game is just running around trying to find an idling car.
Oh, that sucks.
And then like you're fighting through zombies and stuff. They still have like rescue missions where you meet survivors and you can save them. But you don't bring them back to a checkpoint anymore.
Or safe houses.
Or safe house, yeah. What you do is they usually have some sort of quest. Like, I need to find my brother. And then they come along with you and they find the brother. And then the two of them will become companions. And when you go to a safe house, you can choose a survivor to travel around with you and be your companion. Which sounds like it would be awesome, but the survivors suck. Like, it's so annoying having one of these people with you, like, especially when you have to drive everywhere, because you're like, get in the car, get in the fucking car. And they're like, ugh, ah, and then like getting hit by zombies, and you're like, you're standing right next to the door. Just pull the handle, you'll enter invincibility mode, and it'll let me start driving while you walk into the door. But it was like, I don't think it was a very good system at all, and the story was kind of lame.
Unless it was necessary for the story, I'd never had a survivor with me, because you can go to the board and uncheck them.
I know. I would do, too. Yeah, but the fact that you had to travel around with these people, I'm like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then every chapter, there was submissions, and the submissions would always be in the other three neighborhoods that weren't the main chapter. And I was like, it's just so annoying having to drive all over the map to like finish all the submissions.
There's no fast travel to places you've been before. Mm-mm. Oh, that's
you can call in stuff like if you go to like a garage, you can. You know.
That's the other thing is that in Dead Rising 2, there was a whole bunch of thing called combo weapons where you'd go to a bench and like tape two things together, and then you'd have punching like boxing gloves with knives on them.
Yeah.
So now you can just combo anywhere. You just sit down and start taping stuff together.
Because you're a mechanic, so you got that skill.
If you have two items in your inventory, which was nice. But the thing is, when you would unlock these safe houses, and there's like two in each neighborhood, and you could go to a weapons locker, and anything you've picked, any weapon you've picked up or made before, you can just put one in your inventory.
Okay.
So,
and it just works on a cooldown. You don't even have to have anything special.
Yeah, it's like it has a certain amount of charges, and like it just like doot. So I made this thing called a Czar, which was a shotgun taped to an assault rifle, and it was like the best weapon in the game. Yeah. And so anytime I was low on Czar, I would just go back to a safe house, get myself four more Czars that all had 60 ammo, and I had 240 ammo for my Czar. Well, it was like a shotgun with incendiary rounds in it, basically, and it was so good. It was just ridiculous. And not only could you combo weapons, you could combo cars. So if you had like
a steamroller and a motorcycle.
And a motorcycle. Like
awesome.
You made a thing called a hot dog. It was just a motorcycle with a steamroller thing on the front
shot
of it.
Flames.
Yeah, and shot flames.
That sounds cool.
And you could just go to a garage and make one appear. The game was extremely easy. And I didn't think the story was very entertaining at all.
There's a super badass butch bitch that loses her arm and puts a flamethrower on it.
That's true.
Pretty sweet.
Cool. What about you, Ish? What have you been playing?
Oh, man. Hooked up the Xbox 360, played some multiplayer on Tomb Raider to get some achievements. Just I had a couple like danglers that I could have got pretty easy, so I got a couple of those. And then while I had that installed, I played some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, arcade game that came out towards the end of the Xbox 360. Like that.
Out of the Shadow.
How was that?
It's okay. It's a hack and slash like every Ninja Turtle game, but it's a little bit more open worldy.
What character did you play as?
I play as Donatello.
It's got that reach.
Yeah.
However, I'm pretty sure Charlie is turning into Michelangelo because the nunchucks at her karate classes, that's what she's excelling at. She's not too good at the kicking and the punching. But the Sanjabongs is what they call them.
Sanjabongs, like, I didn't know that.
Beating the shit out of it with sticks.
She's good.
That's what she's good at.
Like, she can do it while walking across the floor. Like, there's like two little moves they do. It's pretty awesome.
Are they rubber?
Yeah, they're metal with foam liners on the outside. And yeah, like you can go side to side. What is it? It's called the triangle. You go side to side, spin, shoulder, and then back to your sides, and like she can do like 100 miles an hour. Like I'm afraid she's gonna like knock her face out, but she likes it a lot.
Kill herself like Bruce Lee did, or who was the guy that hit himself on the back of the head with the nunchucks? Was it Brandon Lee or was
Brandon Lee died with the gun malfunction?
I think it was Bruce Lee. Then.
Was it Bruce Lee?
I don't think Bruce Lee died by hitting himself in the head with nunchucks. Well,
who was that then?
Must have been a Houdini.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
No. And speaking of nunchucks, I did rewatch the movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris, and it doesn't really hold up, but it's still a good movie. There's a good nunchuck scene in that.
Yeah, I watched Way of the Dragon.
Yeah.
For the first time. It was good.
A couple hours of
just watched it for the first time?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Never had the opportunity to watch it before.
Did you not have TNT growing up or TBS? It was on like every single weekend.
Probably not when it was on, because I was probably a poor college student when you were watching that on TNT.
Oh, how much older are you than me?
I'm 38.
Yeah, no. You're only 6 years older than me.
Well, I don't know. How old were you when you were watching it?
Probably like 8 or 9. Yeah, they had it. Well, you know, TBS and TNT always had those like movie marathons on the weekend. I think I saw Conan the Barbarian 200,000 times. Way of the Dragon, Akira.
Current day, it's Roadhouse.
They showed Akira on TBS.
Yeah. It would be sometimes they would do Sunday anime matinee. It was before like
movie to show on TV.
Yeah, it was before. They used to show a bunch of like rated R shit on TV. I don't know. They probably still do. Mother Truckers. They had all the, they had all kinds of.
Maximum Overdrive is always on those channels.
Yeah, Maximum Overdrive.
So that's it, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Did you look up how Bruce Lee died? I'll look it up.
No, I believe that's not how he died, because that didn't sound right immediately as it came out of my mouth. But I know somebody died by getting hit in the back of the head with a nunchuck.
A little bit of How to Survive. That game's getting really hard.
Yeah, I'm at the very end. I think I'm about to give up, because it just gets ridiculously difficult.
Is it? Yeah. I'm nowhere near the end. I've opened like 4 islands maybe, and I'm going back and forth doing stuff. But
there's these electrified zombies that like if they get near each other, they bring themselves back to life. And also if they get near anything electrical, they'll like if they die near something electrical, they'll get brought back to life immediately. And so there's like hordes of those at the end. And there's like no good way to kill them. They're pretty much invulnerable to everything I've found. I don't know. I haven't been able to figure out how to make a flamethrower.
Yep, I just
we're gonna have to pause the podcast till we figure this out. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, you guys keep I'm reading it right now. He died from like a brain aneurysm or something.
Like speaking of the kung fu movies, my sister
Archer's number one fear.
My sister was married to a black gentleman for a very long time, and he always made us watch like the blaxploitation films. He like was always into those. And do you guys remember The Last Dragon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with Show Enough, like I just, that's like one of my favorite like kung fu movies of all time. I just think about that. Yeah, that's about all I played. So
he had like a headache, and he took some kind of like non-prescribed muscle relaxer or whatever, and had a brain edema. I don't know what that means, but I feel like something happened and he died. But he was not hit in the head with nunchucks.
Okay.
What have you been playing, James?
I've been playing a lot of stuff because I got my PC like going and shit again. I finally beat Shadowrun Dead Man's Switch, which is really good. If you guys haven't played it, highly recommend it. And now I'm playing Shadowrun Dragonfall, which is the sequel to it or whatever, the DLC. They're both really good. The first one I like a lot because it's a kind of a noir detective story. One of your old runner pals dies and he leaves like a dead man switch. It contacts you and says, you know, he's contacted a lawyer and he has like an insurance fund of like $100,000. And if you find his killer and bring him to justice and verify with this like law firm, you'll get the money or whatever. And it's pretty cool. So you're trying to find out who's like committing these like Jack the Ripper-esque crimes in Seattle. It's super, super Blade Runner-ish.
What was the name of it again?
It's called Shadowrun Returns.
Okay.
And it's the first episode.
It was that Shadowrun Dead game Man's that Switch. Got kickstarted.
Right, yeah.
And you can get it on Steam for like $5, and it's a good 20 hours of gameplay. Or, I mean, not saying this is what I did, but It's also on goodoldgames.com, which means it's on torrent sites for free because there's no DRM on them. But the second one is Dragonfall, and I like Dragonfall a lot too because it's a lot different than the first one. In the first one, it's a very concise story, and you're pretty much playing out a detective film. In this one, you're more like a shadow runner because you like get a crew, you recruit a crew of like other runners, and you get offered jobs, and you get to go through your jobs and your email and decide which ones you want to do, and then you go out and do those jobs. It's pretty cool. Like, I just did a job where you're supposed to go get this some kind of like beta test software or whatever, and you find out that it's like a software that's implanted inside this like troll's brain, and it's like a RoboCop kind of situation where they're like controlling them or whatever, and you have to decide if you're gonna because it's all corporate espionage, like corporations hire shadow runners to go fuck over other corporations. So you decide if you want to like take him to the guys that hired you, or if you want to kill him or let him go or whatever. So like each mission has like some cool moral gray areas, but I like it a lot.
I forget, was there any connection between that game and the game that came out on the Super NES?
Yeah, it's a spiritual sequel. I mean, it's in the same world. There's actually a couple of characters that are in it. So, yeah, I mean, it's connected, but you would never have had to play it to enjoy them.
Was that like a GURPS tabletop series or something?
Yeah, Shadowrun was its own system, but yeah. Okay. Basically, it takes place in like 2050, somewhere around there, like 2070. And something's happened where magic has returned, but it returned in the future when it's like crazy sci-fi. So you've got like androids and netrunners, and then you've got elves and orcs and dragons and stuff there too. Again, Dragonfall, the backdrop, like the main story is there's this dragon that's in Germany that's running this like shadow corporation and it's like killing people and kind of like an asshole, so like you're kind of working against its interest. Somebody's hired you to try and take it down. But yeah, it's pretty good. I enjoy it a lot. They just kickstarted the third one. It's takes place in Hong Kong. Like the first one's Seattle, this one takes place in Germany, and the third one takes place in Hong Kong. So you get to see a little bit of the Shadowrun world in each different city and do all those missions. Like your characters don't they don't carry over from episode to episode because you're totally different dudes in totally different cities, which is nice because a little more realistic because Shadowrunners don't tend to live very long. So, but it's cool. There's a bunch of different classes. Like you can be a street samurai, which is like you got shotguns and katanas and shit. Or you can be like a netrunner, a decker, where you just hack into computers. And like if you're, it's turn-based, kind of like the old Fallout games and stuff. So say you're like trying to break into this corporation's headquarters and you jack into a computer, it takes you into like a different world where your dude's actually in like the Matrix and you have to fight other programs to break in and shit. So it's pretty cool. It's a really good game. You guys should play it.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
I actually think I got it in a Humble Bundle and I haven't gotten around to playing it.
It's really well written. There's a lot of reading because it's not voiced, but it's really well written. And it's also, you can get it on your phones.
Oh, so I can play it on the tablet if I wanted to?
You can play it on the tablet or on your phone.
I might pick that up.
I have it on my Nexus 7 tablet, the first one, and it ran really well.
I've never tried. You can buy games for your tablet from Steam?
I did. I bought it through the Google Play Store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just on the Google Play Store. I don't know.
Cool.
They released it multi-platform. So I beat that. I got started playing World of Warcraft again. I went from level 1 to 90 in 2 weeks. It's really sped up the process, and then I lost interest. So I haven't played it this week at all. And then I've been playing a lot of Civilization.
Oh, which one? Just the
5?
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty excited because Project Eternity is finally coming out. Pillars of Eternity. It's released March 26th. I kickstarted it 4 years ago, I think. 3-4 years ago.
What is that?
It's made by the same Black Isle, who's now Obsidian. It's the same team that did Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2, Icewind Dale.
Okay, so that's another like isometric perspective.
Yeah, it's isometric. RPG. It's on their own. It's on their own engine, hand-drawn art mixed in with 3D elements. Pause for tactical gameplay. It's pretty much Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, cool.
But it's like 200. They got like over $4 million. They spent 4 years making it. It's like 200 hours worth of gameplay and side quest. And you can make, there's like hundreds of combinations and characters, like something like 30 companions you can get in the game. So,
wow.
The early impressions and reviews are all really positive from like PC Gamer, Rock Paper Shotgun. So I'm pretty excited. It'll be out on Steam. I think it's retailing for 30, but if you kickstarted, it's like 20. So should be good. Probably lock myself away for a couple weeks when that comes out.
Yeah.
I started playing, I played Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition. I don't know if anybody's played that yet. If we talked about it, it's pretty good. Same game, just better interface.
Tried to play through 2 not too long ago.
The Enhanced, or?
I think it was just the regular one.
Yeah, the Enhanced versions are also sold through goodoldgames.com, so they're very easy to get a hold of without DRM. So easy that you just download them and hit install, and it just installs, like no cracks or anything. But it's pretty good. They upped the interface, and they redid the cutscenes, added some voice acting. And like the original Baldur's Gate is like 4x600 resolution, so they made the resolution crazy high, so it doesn't look like shit.
To this day, my parents have their desktop set to 800x600. It is nice. Mind-boggling. Like, it just kills my brain every time I go over their house and get on the computer.
They're probably getting old.
Gigantic icons.
Exactly.
Oh, that's what I've been playing.
I beat the first chapter of Resident Evil Revelations.
The new one?
Yeah.
Did you run into the error with downloading episode 2?
No, because I bought mine on the store.
It was only if you had the season pass, right?
No, I got the season pass, but if you buy the season pass through the store and not through the in-game menu, everything works fine. But if you bought the first episode, and
if you
then
go outside of the title to buy it, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you bought the first episode and you're like, hey, I like this and I want to buy more, and you try to buy more through the in-game menu, like, you're fucked. And Sony's not giving any refunds or anything, so.
Yeah, they're just
a great company.
I know, they've been really batting a thousand.
Really on the ball.
Yeah.
One time Charlie bought a few DLC packs to one of the, what's the motorcycle game where you're going through the obstacle course? Trials.
Okay.
Yeah, the Trials Fusion, the newest one. She bought like 3 DLC packs, and it's like no refunds. No, I called Xbox. They were nice and refunded everything right away. But
oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
But apparently that's not happening with people who bought the DLC. Like, they're like, we'll get it fixed in a few days, and no refunds for you. Because, I mean, if they just gave people refunds, like, most of them would probably go buy it through the store and not have any issues. So they've been being real dumb about it.
I have a really good customer service story. We'll come back to it, though.
I'm almost done. I didn't play too much. Yeah, and I played a lot of the raid mode that everybody's been talking about. It's really fun. It's got like a lot of RPG elements. It's almost the same thing that was in the first Revelations, though. So, and that's it. That and Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Does Cordelia play raid mode with you, or is that just you?
It's just me. I don't know. She doesn't like this one as much as 5. So,
not into it?
Well, yeah. Right. There's these like spinning blade things that move back and forth, and there wasn't anything really like that in 5. And she has a lot of trouble navigating those.
Yeah.
So it's kind of frustrating for her. I don't know. We'll probably get back to it later. So what's your customer service story?
Well, so I started playing World of Warcraft again, and I played it like right when it came out in 2003 and played it until like 2008 or whatever. So at some point they moved your account over to Battle.net. So my old Warcraft, they're like, you can move it over to Battle.net, just sign in with your old account and your old email, and it'll send a thing to your email and you can move it over. And I was like, I have no idea what email I was using in 2003. I spent like an hour trying to like remember. I was like, I can't find it. So like I contacted Blizzard, and they're like, it's a really active account. They're like, are you sure it's yours? I'm like, yeah. I was like, here's the login name. Because the login name was something with numbers and stuff that I remembered. I was like, here's the login name. I was like, here's the names of my characters. Here's the servers they were on. And here's my name, which is tied to the account. And they're like, all right, if you send us a picture of your ID, we'll just put it to your new account. I'm like, well, I rebought the game because I thought my account was lost or whatever. And they're like, well, we'll send us your ID. So I sent them the ID, and they like gave me the account back. They like refunded like all my money, and they gave me like a free month of playtime. And I was like, wonder why they did all that, and like logged on. And then I saw why. I had about 200 first level characters. I was like, holy shit. All with a random character generated name. I'm like, oh, somebody from China has been selling gold on my account for like the past like 5 years. Talking to like the customer service, like, yeah, it looks like somebody has just been using your account to sell gold. Like, awesome, cool. But I got it back and a bunch of money, and it was nice. It took like an hour with them, maybe even less time. They were really cool about it. So
I thought you were going to say it took you an hour to delete all the level 100, the level 1 characters.
I haven't even tried to delete them all. Like, there's so many. Because you have to, in World of Warcraft, to delete a character, you have to go into every server that the character is on, click on the character, hit delete, and then type delete on the keyboard. I'm like, yeah, I'm not. It's not even worth it. I don't give a shit.
That's funny.
Somebody in China is probably real pissed off. Yeah. You decided to start playing again.
Nope. Yeah, like, guess I got to hack another account now.
Fuck, all those level 100 characters.
No, that account had like 10 million gold on it.
No, I wish I did log in with every single... Or I didn't log in, but you can download WoW Armory that lets you look at all the characters and what they have, and none of them had gold on them. So I was like, God, I hope one of these guys has like a bunch of fucking gold.
Do you still have the option to use the key fob to log in securely?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had friends that just like carried that around with them like it was gold.
I don't ever do that because it's really annoying when I want to log in to have them send me a number and then have to type in that number.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy.
I agree.
I'll just wait until it gets stolen again and then...
That's what pisses me off about Microsoft. Anytime I try to log into somebody else's Xbox or anything like that, it's like, oh, well, we texted you a code.
Yep. I remember that.
All right. Well, news. Wolfenstein New Order standalone prequel is $20 coming out on May 15th.
Cool.
How long, like, how much gameplay is it in? Like, is it full? I mean, I know it's standalone, so you don't have to have the original, and I would assume it's enough gameplay to warrant a game? Or is it going to be...
It's only $20, though.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, like...
It's probably like 15 hours, maybe. Maybe 10 hours.
Is it a 4-hour DLC that's $20? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Is it enough to warrant my time?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really... The price doesn't really bother me so much as, like, what do I get for $20?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a digital download only? Or is it...
I don't know. I think so. Oh. It's all it says is it's due out in May for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. So, I don't know. Might be. What was that game that... I think it was it Far Cry 3 that had
Blood Dragon came out as a standalone?
Had that crazy like 80s sci-fi standalone...
Michael Biehn or whatever his name was from Terminator was the main guy with the cyborg. Great game. Awesome soundtrack. I 100% did it. So.
I don't know what you call that genre from like the 80s, like Italian dude, sci-fi movies.
Yeah, it starts out with like the tracking on a cassette tape. Like that was the VHS tape. That was the best.
Like Cyborg Cop and all that shit. I don't want to talk about Patrick Klepek's article.
Yeah, I just every time I see something with a Klepek on it, I just post it for your satisfaction.
We already talked about the season pass issues, the Revelations 2. Rock Band 4 is coming out this year.
Nobody cares.
Oh, I'm ready to dust off the skills and bring them
finally
out.
Finally going to buy a Rock Band game.
I probably have more Rock Band DLC than any other. Like, I think we had some like 700 songs.
Oh my God.
Because it
Jesus Christ.
When we first lived together, like Rock Band was getting big, Rock Band 2 and everything. And it was because we lived 5 minutes away from NKU, probably about 15 minutes from Thomas More where Char went. We had people over 4 nights a week playing Rock Band and getting drunk and hanging out and stuff. So it'd be like every other night we'd be like, oh, do they have this song? And like they'd have it. We'd be like, we'd buy it. We'd run out at like 2 a.m. to get Microsoft points cards at Walmart so we could buy songs. It's just...
See, I missed all of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Just all friends, no kids, and just getting super wasted playing Rock Band. I can play expert level on guitar and bass. Drums I'm pitiful at, and keyboard I never played on the Rock Band.
Does anyone ever want to be the singer in Rock Band?
I'm not good at it. My friend Brian Wilson...
I love being the singer in Rock Band. Yeah. That's about exclusively all I wanted to do.
Because my friend Brian can wail as like the singer.
I would get shoehorned when we would play, like my friends Luke and Tom Caruso and all them, they all had Rock Band. I would get shoehorned into either playing drums because I was the only person that could play without them failing.
Yeah.
Or singing because I was drunk and demanded to sing.
I mean, to sing.
The singing was okay, but when I figured out that all it really tracks is the tone of your voice, sort of. Like, you're just going to go...
And the rhythm, like, if you're...
Yeah. And you get, like, a perfect score.
If you're hitting the syllables of the words, it kind of, like, lets you... But were you playing drunk?
I don't know. No, not at all.
Then there would be no reason for anybody to want to sing. It doesn't but when you're at a party and there's, like, 20 people there and everybody's drunk, everybody wants to sing. It's just like with karaoke.
It doesn't track the pitch?
It kind of does, but... mostly it looks to see if you're saying the words.
No, I mean, like, yeah, it tracks the pitch. Okay. So, like, I don't have to know the words of the song.
So you're doing, like, We Didn't Start the Fire or something there?
there was one time our normal bar shut down because, like, of a water main break, so we went to a different bar. And the group of us, like, had all played rock music. And just happened to be that night they had, like, a rock band playoff sing-off thing. Mm-hmm. And we're like... Oh my God, it's like divine intervention. It's meant to be. And we came in like eighth place out of 15 teams because some of these teams, I'm pretty sure, were like rock band cover bands. So, like, wow. we thought we were like the shit and we got demolished.
That's so sad. I'm sorry. Where was it? The NVIDIA's new Shield console. There's this scathing Kotaku article about it.
Have you looked at all of the Kotaku articles lately? Like the one on virtual reality is like, hey, we play with virtual reality. It's okay, I guess. NVIDIA Shield, it's a really powerful gaming tablet that if you wanted to use tablets to game, that would probably be the best one you could get. But, you know, whatever, it sucks.
Whatever.
Yeah. What's the point?
The most emo, passive-aggressive game reviewers in the biz.
And Nathan Greason from Kotaku tried VR porn and wrote about it. That's a pretty interesting article. Apparently, like, you can download VR porn now, and it's, like, real life. Like, it's not, like, an in-game engine or anything. I don't know.
So is it just, like, watching a porno with goggles on?
That's what I imagine when I see the Samsung goggles.
You can, like, look around to, like...
You can look in stuff.
You could look at, you know, at a... An ant crawling around on the floor or something if you wanted to.
During your porn.
Yeah.
another 5 years, it's going to be like Demolition Man.
It's like, so while you're watching the porno, you can be like, oh my God, is that a Cisco poster on the wall?
I'm out of here. We're not compatible.
Who still has a Cisco poster?
They should merge that VR porn with PlayStation Home. That would rejuvenate everything right now.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, it's just a weird article. Seemed weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
You know you're going to buy it, so don't even...
James, you posted this article about the Overwatch character, Zarya.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love how everything has to be.
To me.
Apparently, Anita Sarkeesian, like, when they announced Overwatch, got all pissed off about the characters and how they're women.
No diversity.
There was no diversity in the characters. So they just announced a like super bull-dyke looking girl.
If I was a gaming developer, before I announce any games, I'd be like, hey, what characters do you guys want me to make? Like, I don't really want to make characters that I'm interested in making, so please tell me what fucking characters to put in my game.
Yeah, I always hate those kind of articles where, like, it's a huge step forward. And, like,
Blizzard's,
I mean,
listening to the people's feedback. They listen to a very well outspoken douchebag's feedback. Just getting on my fucking nerves.
And,
sorry.
I mean, are we supposed to believe that this wasn't planned, the character, before? They were like, oh, shit, we better put in another female character.
I think they said it.
I think they came out and said it was a response to her.
That's
stupid. I mean, they didn't really have a whole lot of choice. Otherwise, like, Kotaku and everybody else would have, like...
Well, my question is, are any of the characters in there gay? Because I feel like it's a little deprogressive. There's no gay characters in this game.
I'm pretty sure this Zarya character is gay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's gay.
Okay.
Are there any
transgender characters in the game?
Probably.
The Zarya character.
There's one named Angela.
I just hate that this is where we are going as an industry, where you have to...
You're
going to
have a checklist when you make a game. Transgender.
Yeah. Gay. It's like...
Yeah. I mean, the issue...
I think that there's great potential characters in the transgender, like, LGBT character, you know, in that there's some amazing, awesome characters. Look at some of the BioWare games. But don't shoehorn them in if you're not interested in making...
Yeah, no.
If you, as a company, don't want to make a game with... or you don't want to make that character, don't make that character. Don't feel like you have to.
Yeah, I agree. It's not cool to force it. I mean, there's probably is an issue in the culture of video game development where not enough gay people and women are getting jobs, but mm-hmm. they need to change that culture and then make interesting game, have those people make interesting games, not just like mm-hmm. make, you know, gay characters to have gay characters. It's yeah. just gay exploitation at that point.
Like, I feel like
all those 70s movies like, that came out with black people in yeah. them.
I feel like BioWare handles it pretty well. Like, if you look at Dragon Age Inquisition, like, some of the, like, Cullen works as a character and doesn't have to be gay. The fact that he's gay is just there as an interaction for your character. Like, they do it pretty right. well. I didn't feel like any of those characters were just, like, thrown at me just to have gay character. And, like, the lead writer for Dragon Age Inquisition's gay. Like, right. David Gator's gay. But, yeah, I don't know, that's stupid.
I don't mind that there's like gay characters and transgendered characters in video games. I just hate the fact that it's always like a huge news item whenever right. like they're like Magic the Gathering just had a transgender character come out.
Yeah, Star
like,
Wars
who
just
who the fuck cares? Yeah.
Star Wars just had its first canon LGBT character that everybody's talking about. Like there's a new book that came out, and I guess the books that are now coming out are canon, whatever. Nobody's gonna read those fucking books anyway. But they have an Imperial officer that is a lesbian. Like, all right, cool.
A female Imperial officer?
Yeah.
Fucking blasphemy.
When I make my game, I'm just going to make one of those people that's like half tuxedo, half ball gown. So that's like four birds with one stone right there. So
yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I want to reiterate, like, there's some really good LGBT characters out there. Just don't. Yeah, if somebody makes a game, don't be that person that calls them out because they don't have the kind of characters that you personally want in that game.
Yeah. Go, I don't know. Do something to change the culture or go make your own game.
Yeah.
I know it's easy for me to say as a white dude, but fuck it. standalone HBO service is only coming to select devices made by Apple.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yay.
Torrenting still continues.
Do you own Apple devices?
No, I'm just sarcastically. Yay.
Oh, okay.
I was talking to Matt about this earlier. I'm like, well, I guess it's probably easy to run some iOS apps on your PC, but I'm like, you know what? It's probably less work to make that happen just to torrent the shows, and I don't have to pay $15 a month.
There's emulators for phone software on your computer. Like, there's like, for like part, I know only know about it because of Marvel Puzzle Quest. People are like, I want to play Marvel Puzzle Quest on my computer.
I have BlueStacks, but it's Android.
Yeah, the Android thing. That's what I'm thinking of. There's got to be something for iOS, though.
Yeah, but by the time you like downloaded that and stuff, you could have just torrented the show and not paid $15 a month. I'll pay $15 a month if I can watch it on my TV through my Xbox in my living room.
Yeah, I don't understand what's the big fucking deal. Just fucking let us watch it on our consoles.
Well, it's because Sony paid, or Apple paid Sony, like, or HBO, like $10 million, and they're like, all right, we'll take that.
You're probably right. And
then next year, they'll like, will you give us $10 million again? No? Well, we'll just open it up then.
Have any of you guys ever used Apple TV?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
I've used one. I've never actually
owned I've one. Never owned one, but I know someone that has one.
It's just like a Roku, but you can only watch. I mean, you can download it. Netflix.
But Netflix runs super slow on it, probably. Yeah. So I think I mentioned the game developers conferences this week. So there's all this, like, I guess VR was the big thing that everybody was talking about, and Valve showed off their VR gear.
The news, is this the final product for their controller, or is it just another mock-up?
I heard it was the final.
Yeah, I think it was the final. Yeah, they added a thumbstick to their controller.
A non-concave thumbstick. Like, are you serious? Like, look at the PlayStation 2. Look at the PlayStation 3. Look at the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Sony learned the lesson. Concave fucking thumbsticks. Nobody likes bulging fucking thumbsticks.
They really want you to use those trackpad things, I think. Yeah. So they put the shittiest thumbstick they could on, just as like a...
Here's a thumbstick, I guess.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, the Steam Box, I don't know, man. It's supposed to be cheaper than a PC, but it's like you could get a gaming PC for the same price.
Yeah.
At this point. Or just buy an Xbox. I don't know, it's... Because the specs that are estimated to be in the Steam Box, you could build a PC for the same price or cheaper.
Yeah. So everybody had a VR device at the Games Developers Conference. Valve had one. Sony had one.
Bang Bros had one.
Microsoft had one.
Microsoft has, like, it's something different.
They have, like, the VR Google Glasses type shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, they had it. It's still VR something, right?
It's more augmented reality. It's called HoloLens.
HoloLens, yeah.
It's AR.
But didn't the lead developer die in a car wreck this week? So.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that now. That dude is dead. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit by a drunk driver. So.
Like on Harrison Ford in a plane crash, breaking his pelvis and shit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, Harrison Ford almost died, I guess.
What, again? Didn't he already break his leg?
It's his second plane crash.
Like, it's his second plane crash?
Yeah, but the first one was like 25 years ago.
Oh. Okay.
The second one was, he was like rescuing people in a helicopter, yeah. And like the helicopter got blown by strong winds on this island or something.
What was he doing in a helicopter rescuing people?
He does Harrison that, apparently. Ford. He's fucking Harrison Ford, dude.
Okay. Yeah, he's a volunteer.
He got a shit ton of money. Dude. He's probably bored. He's like, I'm going to take the helicopter out and rescue some bitches.
And,
How cool would that be, though? If, like, you were, like, in Hurricane Sandy on your roof, like, you spelled out help with, you know, paint cans or whatever.
And, paint, yeah.
And then fucking Harrison Ford in a helicopter comes and rescues you.
You know, on my plane.
Like, I mean, you're praying like in your deepest, darkest moments that anybody, like anything, will come along and help you. And then you get fucking Harrison. Like, you get the Cadillac of rescues.
You know, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Come with me if you want to live.
on the helicopter and like a loudspeaker just on loop. It's like, dun, 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 dun. That was one of the best things about Disney World was the Indiana Jones live action show.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I liked it a lot.
And last news item, EA shuts down SimCity developer Maxis.
Because the last SimCity had such an excellent release.
Yeah. I don't think there's really much more. I don't think they could ever put out another game, at least not for like years, without people being like, fuck those guys. So... it was inevitable.
Yep. No more unpixelating naked Sims for me.
And we have no emails, no tweets.
What?
Nothing on the Facebook page, no new likes.
Nobody's tweeting us with the Twitter.
The prize is now $100 for Matt for the next social media interaction for anybody. So come on.
I'm giving $100 to the next. No.
He's got a bounty on it.
No, thanks.
I just tweeted, so it's me. He can pay me later.
And I think that's our show, unless anybody else has any new business.
Episode 63, Nintendo Dreamcast.
Episode 63, Nintendo Dreamcast.
Yes. How can they contact us, Matthew?
You didn't put that on. Oh, you did.
It did. It's right there at the bottom,
man. It's the second page.
Yeah, our outline went to two pages somehow with like jack shit going on.
There was a lot going on. There's the GDC. Yeah. There's PAX, which we didn't really talk about because, I don't know, PAX is old news at this point, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff from PAX that came out. I mean, there's some major Hearthstone announcements, which nobody cares about.
Yeah, I don't think if I saw those, I didn't care about them.
Yeah, well, that's what James needs to post it so I can put it on the outline.
I don't know. So that's it. I don't know.
If you could have your choice of a PAX to go to, which one would you pick?
East, because it's closer.
Yeah, probably East.
Yeah.
I like the East Coast. So.
Isn't there one in Australia now, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
there's PAX Australia East and PAX
San Antonio.
PAX Pride.
I actually was technically at PAX West because I was outside the hotel. It was,
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was pretty nice. Seattle.
We need to go to some kind of thing sometime.
We should. We should go to PAX East probably. That's probably the best way to like...
Well, we got Cincy Comic Con in September.
It's like Texas though, right?
Or PAX
where
East?
Is East? Where is the...
No, PAX East is Boston.
Oh.
PAX South is going to San Antonio.
Why were we talking about going to like PAX in Texas then?
Because it was the next closest PAX.
You got PAX in Boston is 19 hours away. PAX in San Antonio is 17 hours away.
But it's in San Antonio.
Exactly.
19 hours to Boston.
My new job that starts Monday definitely has an office in Portland, so maybe we could swing it.
It's not exactly 19 hours. It's probably like 17 hours to Boston. I don't know.
I think I did it skipping toll, so it added a couple hours.
I'll just fly there and meet you guys.
Oh, good. All right. Well, that's our show. Contact us at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at NintendoDcast and visit us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NintendoDreamcast. Bye.
Good night. Cool.